is what I look forward to hearing when I come here. And I really, really didn't know I was going to miss Bible study. I really miss Bible study. It was like something is truly missing. And so I'm just happy to be here. I'm thankful for God bringing me through another year in this message. I have no intentions of going anywhere. This truth is real. And as you said, Pastor, we have the star that we're following like no other star ever. And it's not the star, it's where it's leading us to. Eternal life. And I want to be a part of that. And I really appreciated that message on Sunday. It was just so real to me on Sunday. And I thank everyone else for, you know, your part in that Sunday singing, the Christmas. That was an awesome. That was just awesome. I felt like it was two parts to that day. The entertainment and the word. And it was all good. So I'm just thankful for being here. Amen.
Amen.
We got nothing but the best here. And I'm happy to be here this evening. Let's sing out of the Only Believe, Song 139, He Abides.
Amen.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this pilgrim way.
Amen. Lots to rejoice about.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason for my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon that tree. I fell down at His feet, then there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides in me. Oh, He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides. Rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. He is with me. He is with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul. For the Comforter abides in me. Tell me He abides. Yes, He abides. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides. Rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. There's no thirsting for the things of the world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly my night was turned to day. All my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides in me. Yes, He abides. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Does He abide?
Yes, He abides.
Does He abide?
Yes, He abides.
Oh, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Does He abide?
Yes, He abides.
Does He abide?
Yes, He abides.
Oh, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Amen. Good to be here. Y'all may be seated. It is good to be in the house. Amen. You know, that's, I mean, I live my life lily pad to lily pad. I need this. I don't even look left, don't look right. I'm just focused on this word. As soon as the word comes across this pulpit, I'm snatching it right up. That's how hungry I am for this thing. Because, you know, this world's just getting crazier and crazier, more neurotic, more strange by the minute. And I need this by the minute. I need my sane mind. So I am happy to be here, and I'm really thankful to have all of you in my life. I'm so grateful God put each and every one of you in my life. You know, I was thinking about that on my way over here, and you know, I'll get the truth here, no matter what it feels like. And I don't care how hard it comes across. It's the truth anyhow. And I need the truth. So I can fix it, you know? I just want to be right. And I'm known to get a lot of things wrong. But that's okay, because I can always be corrected, you know? And so, like, you know, I kind of had a lazy streak this last month, you know? And I was off more days than I should have been. And God bless Sister Keen, you know, just keep Sister Keen in your prayers, you know. And she's like, "Brother Isaiah, come over here." I said, "Hey, sis." I said, "What's going on?" She's like, "Brother Isaiah, you're getting a little fat." I was like, "Oh," you know, first thought is like, "Oh, you want to take on a little bit of offense to that?" But it's, she's right, you know. I looked at myself in the mirror and I went home. I was like, "Oh, bro, you gotta change something," you know. But I was off a little bit longer than I wanted to be. But getting back into the swing of things is much harder when you know how you guys were saying a couple weeks back, if you don't use it, you lose it, you know. And at 42, you know, you shouldn't be losing nothing.
That's right.
So God bless Sister Belinda, because she helped me kind of get back into the swing of things, you know. So she gave me a little job, and you know, I almost literally forgot how to screw in a screw. So I started, you know, thank God for the guys at Lowe's. You know, I went there to get a ply board, and I forgot my saw. And I'm like, "Oh Lord, this is how it's gonna go." And so I forgot that, you know, you could have them cut it for you. So, you know, like I said, if you don't use it, you lose it. You forget things, you know, because you get complacent, you know? And so I got them to cut it, you know, got to the property. It was a fire damage type of situation, so they needed the windows boarded up. So easy, simple thing, you know. You thought it would be so simple, just to screw in four screws, but I had the hardest time. I had the wrong bit for one, and just, you know, just the wrong type of, you know,
technique putting the drone, the screw in. So I said, "Oh Lord, help me out here, because I know I can do this." You know, because he said just a few weeks ago, "I can do this. That's I can right. do it." So Lord, just bring back to me what I need. And it, one screw went in, and I'm like, "I did it." Oh, I was like all excited. But then I kind of was looking around because it was like all kinds of black stuff all over the floor, and I didn't want to fall through the floor, you know, if it was weak, because I'm like 250, you know, so like just go right through the floor, you know, end up in the garage somewhere. So I finally got both of the things, you know, both the boards up, and I felt so proud of myself, you know. I'm like, man, I did this, you know. I screwed in some boards, so I'm ready to go back to work, you know. But I'm just so grateful because, you know, I got to push, you know. And I know now, like, you know, I got to put some things in perspective for myself moving forward. And it's just these holidays, you know, you got to kind of watch, you know, because I've been eating all kinds of stuff, you know. And you got to watch what you put in your body, too, you know, because, you know, you are what you eat, you know. And if you're going to just throw a bunch of trash in there. So I just thank God for this place. That's my little testimony and stuff. So God bless y'all.
Sister Ramona wants to give a testimony.
I'm so glad to be here tonight. I'm just thankful to be part of this body. We couldn't wait to get here. Ted and I went to a funeral today. Our daughter's boyfriend's mother passed away. And so we went there to support her. And, you know, we didn't know anybody. And they were a motorcycle gang. So, and I know that they're like real tight knit, you know. So they were, you know, hanging together. And that was fine. You know, we were there to support Naomi. But, it just made us, Ted and I were talking, how grateful we are for you all, you know, for our family here, you know. And so, you know, we just, I'm sure we were light, but, you know, it, you know, to support her, because, you know, we're not anything like that. So, but, you know, it just made us grateful, and we said we can't wait to get here tonight, so.
Amen. That's okay.
Praise God.
Amen, amen. All right. Let's sing. Oh yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Brother Alan, would you like to say something?
He says hi.
You know, the floor is yours anytime you want it.
That's
just
right.
Push me out of the way. I love my elders. I love what I get here. Oh my goodness, love these people. Love having some leadership in my life. Let's sing a song. Amen. Oh, Brother Kevin, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to get up and testify since this is the last Wednesday of the year. I wanted to get my 2 cents in.
Yes.
I am thankful for being here. It's been a crazy year, but we've made it. And
my.
It's a blessing. Amen. It is.
Woo.
I thank God for it. God has been good to this body. This bride has been moving forward. Even when the devil tried to push us down, we still made it. And I thank God for it. I really do. I don't want to sit down there and just not even give God praise. He's been worthy.
Oh,
he's been worthy of his
goodness.
Praise, and I just thank God for it. I didn't have much to say, but that's what I wanted to say. I just love
that's
this. I love this body. I love
say.
This place, and I just thank God for a true revelation. I do. I thank God that you know I have a push to get here. No one has to you know pry me to get here. The word's here,
right.
And I love that. I love that. Like Isaiah said, correction's here, and I thank God that God can still call to me, and I can move up. So I just expect next year to be a better year for us. So love you guys.
Amen.
God bless you, sis.
I'm happy to be here again. You know, I was back there, and you're taking a little too long to get a song. I was like, that's my opening to get out of here, because it's a long walk, you know.
It is a long walk.
And I was thinking, you know, God put it on my heart to say something. I don't know what I'm going to say. But
right.
Brother Jeremiah told me, you know, God said to do it, you know.
Amen.
He'll give you the words, you know. And I was thinking, and, you know, Sister Ramona, we are a gang. We're Fairborn gang. And I'm proud to be a part of this gang. You know, I wear my Fairborn shirt like they wear their vest. I'm proud of this place. You know, I'm so grateful to be here. And I'm so proud to share another New Year's with you guys. You know, this is my 34th, you know, and I'm getting old, you know. I was me and Kara were talking, and it was just so beautiful to have this rest, this revelation. You know, I was able to give her some advice, and I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I'm turning into a little bit, you know, like I'm getting old. I have some advice to give some people.
Amen.
You know, I
Amen.
Used to, you know, I didn't
That's
used to
right.
have that, and I was like, thank God so much for what you've
Amen.
Given me.
Yeah.
It's just so much, and I was thinking about
so
your message.
Much.
it's the most beautiful Christmas message you could ever get. Yes. Tell me God was born. Yeah, you know, like that. Jesus was born. That's wonderful. Yeah. But to bring it here, to find that light and follow that light. And I was just so excited to sit there, you know, because we do things differently here. And, you know, a lot of people have something to say about it. But just like that gang of Fairborn, I am so thankful, so blessed to be identified with you
guys.
I literally love you. You know, you're my family. Amen. I have blood relations, and they're not as close to me as the family I have right here.
Amen.
And I didn't want to waste another service, you know, because like I was
telling
my kids all the time, God told you to testify.
Amen.
So you better speak, you know, because if you're not speaking, you're not listening. And there's nothing I would rather do than not, like, I would not want to listen to God. You know, like, that is my thing. We were talking about this,
don't
me and Kara.
Don't be disobedient.
God tells you to do something. Do it. You step out on it because every single time.
Amen.
You know, I've been alive for 34 years. God's told me a lot of things in my 34 years. Yes. And not one thing he has told me has not blessed me exponentially. Sure, and it just gets better and better, and that's just natural, you know. There's that spiritual side. I am so, you know, we talk about this all the time. We plan things and it's like, maybe I won't get there. She was gonna get baptized on Sunday, and I was like, should we wait till Sunday, you know? The water's here on Thursday, you know, because you don't know. I'm just ready every single day. Every morning I wake up, thank God I'm awake, I'm alive. What do I do today? Maybe I don't go to sleep tonight, you know. I'm so ready, and I'm ready for 2024, if it does come, you know, because I'm okay with it either way.
Amen. I want to praise God real quick. Yes. You know, Dawn and I, we were talking about this year. This has been a year. Yeah. There's been a lot. But, you know, we were talking about that. But then we were also talking about how this body has moved, how God has really just shown himself.
Amen.
This year, this body as a whole moved. Yeah. And I tell Brother Moore all the time, you know, watching on the TV is nothing. The one time I was sick, but I moved too. And that's what counts. And I just praise God. I praise God for his blessings. You know, I feel closer to God now than I've ever felt in my life. You know, I don't understand it. I don't know how it is. I don't know how it can move, you know. You can be at it decades and decades and decades. But it just feels so much closer now. So much closer. And, you know, like they say, I just feel like, just can touch.
Yes.
It's so real, you know, and you think, how can it get any more real? How can the sermons, how can the messages get any stronger? How can they get any more direct? And they do. Every single time, they do. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for being an oddball. I thank God for just being with the rowdy crew, being with the crew that no one can put their hand on. They can't figure you out. They don't know where you're coming. They don't know where you're going.
Goodness.
I love a pastor who won't sing the same Christmas song. Something as simple as that. So you can't put him in a peg and say, this is what he's going to do. Because that's what God is. God never does the same thing twice. He always does it different. I just thank him for letting me be here. I thank him for letting me be a part of this.
Yes.
You know, I'm his bride. I could be anywhere in the world, and I'd still be his bride. But boy, did he bless me where he put me. I love it. I just come right up and just eat it. I just take it all in. And I thank how, you know, the adversity, I thank him for anything that happened. It's made me stronger. I don't lament on anything. I'm not sad about anything. I'm not down about anything. I could care less about a lot of things, you know. And I just thank God, you know, I have a feeling for the world, and my heart breaks for them. But they're not holding me back. They're not what I worry about.
Nope.
I watch it, and I say it's a timepiece.
Yeah.
And my heart breaks for people that are going through what they go through.
Yeah.
But I thank God because there's a lot of bad things that happened. And God had his hand in it, and he brought a lot of good out of it. He doesn't mess up on anything. I just thank him.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Ted.
It's good to be here tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
I love this place, and it's all to me. I mean, you just, the things you go through, all this, we went to that funeral, and you go back and you think, and look at what we look at and we know, I ain't worried about it. They're I'm not worried about it. They lament, and I feel for them.
Yeah, sure.
Because
yeah.
they don't understand that it's, you know, like, it's just that I got a piece about it.
Amen. Yeah.
And it's so beautiful, and it I just love it here. And I don't even, you know, I don't know how to say it, I don't know how to express it, but you know, it's all of me. It's yes. my life. Been here for 40 years. So it's just gotten better and better. And you think back, it is a closer walk every day. I learn every day, more and more, everything. And it's changed everything. Like even scripture comes on your mind, you think, wow, why didn't I see it that way? Because God didn't reveal it. And it's the same scripture you read over and over and over and over again, and it comes clearer and clearer and clearer. It's, just, it's beautiful. Yeah. I love this message.
Amen. It's funny that my sister got up because I was thinking about that earlier, and I was going to get up after we sing that song because, you know, I love that song, Let's Magnify the Lord, and it's the hand of God in all my life I see. And I know I feel like I always talk about the same things, but, you know, we talk about the following the light and, you know, your commission, and I, like my sister said, we were talking about that and how serious we take it when God talks to us, and I will never, ever forget when God talked to me, and he told me that I had so much love to give, and it was the scariest thing to step out on. I was terrified. I remember going home and crying in the back of a car, and God has blessed me so much, because I just knew, I was like, I don't know how it's going to go. But if God says to do it, then I'm going to do it. And I just stepped out on that.
Amen.
And I'm just so grateful for the word that we have, for the fact that I can recognize God, that I can reap those benefits from hearing God's word and just stepping out on it and following it. And, you know, I was talking to my sister in the car because right now, you know, my son's 7 months and he's getting to that phase where he's starting to throw some fits and testing the waters. And I'm like, oh, gosh. You know, how do you discipline a baby? What do I do? Yeah. This is the hard part of parenthood. You know, we're past the cuddles and, you know, the sleepless nights. And now I'm actually responsible for raising a human, a good human. And I was talking to my sister and I was like, oh, my goodness. At first, you know, I was like, what did I get myself into with the sleepless nights? And now I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I really get myself into? But I'm just so grateful because, you know, with her experience and just combined with the word, it was such good advice. Yeah. And even something as simple as, you know, my husband is, you know, a little bit tougher than I am. And she's like, you know, just follow him, follow his lead, and God will bless it. Amen. And it's just such, you know, simple things like that. Simple things like, you know, something that my mom told her that she told me was like, if he's acting up and it just doesn't feel right with you, it's a spirit, you know. It's just so beautiful to have that advice that it's, you know, I can talk to my sister, I can talk to my husband, I can talk to anyone because God's in flesh, and I can recognize that. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful for everything that God has done with me, with my family in 2023. I'm looking forward to whatever he has for 2024. Yes. I'm looking forward to the rapture, and I'm just, I'm thankful.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Kara. We've got a full itinerary with God's word, and he's given us the truth, and he's given us his full word. We have his whole mind, and I'm glad to have that. Let me just go over the announcements. So New Year's Sunday morning, is we have service at 10 a.m., and then Sunday evening at 8, dinners at... And we got Kentucky Sunday morning. Okay, so just be looking out for that. Sunday morning, Kentucky will be joining us. Amen to that. You know, the more the merrier, you know, because as we get closer to that day, we just need to get that much tighter, you know. Assemble yourselves that much more as you see that day approaching. And we're doing that, not even thinking about it. I love that. And then so Sunday, February 11th at 6 p.m. At the main house, we're going to have fellowship there. And then we have a reptile show. February 24th at 4. And where's that at?
It'll be here in the back of the church.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be having a reptile exhibit. The dinner's at 6. and services at 8. So that's the announcements.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing song 214, I Know I've Been Sealed.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to thank God, you know, for all the blessings that I got in 2023.
Yes.
You know, amen. I want to just give God some glory. He's been good to me beyond, you know, and nothing I can do on this side will ever repay the goodness that he's blessed me with. You know, I've got good health. I was talking to my brother. My brother is three, four years younger than me. And he's got a host of health issues. And I just couldn't believe it. And he asked me, well, what about you? I'm fine. The doctor said I do not have to go see, you know, schedule an appointment for 6 months out. It used to be every quarterly, but now it's, she says, you're good. I mean, you've got, you know, you're managing your issues, your high blood pressure and that stuff. You're managing that well, so I don't need to see you for 6 months.
Wow.
I said, you know, I can't complain, Derek. I you know, God, you know, God's been good to me. And so, you know, I was telling Chris, I wouldn't be surprised if I outlast all of them, and I'm the oldest. but God's been good, you know.
Amen.
And I just want to say, you know, I just want to encourage the body to step out on faith.
Yes.
You know, get up here and talk. Brother Moore said, you know, just get out here and just thank God for what he's done.
Amen.
You know, if nothing
just
else, you know, he's been too good for us
yes.
to sit down
yes.
and
Amen.
Not say anything. So I don't want to be
just
guilty of that.
You,
but,
Jesus.
You know, I want to say more.
Yes.
I want to say more, but right now my mind goes blank, but you should see me. When I'm at home, I think of all kinds of things, and I'm thanking God for this, and I'm like, man, I got to remember this. And then I come here, and my mind just goes blank. But, you know, I don't know if that's old age or what, but but thank God, you know, I just thank God for being a God. And I thank God that I have a body of believers with me that I identify with. I know where God is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. I just have too much to be thankful for me
Amen.
To just sit
Amen.
Down.
Amen.
Well, since he puts it that way, I was going to be quiet. And somebody said, well, it's the last Wednesday of the year. And somebody else said, you know.
Come on.
So
yes.
thank God for the truth. You
yes.
know, I appreciate it so very much. I couldn't put it in words, I don't think. I try service after service. It just never comes out just right. But, you know, I was thinking about what Brother Moore, you know, that stood out to me too, how he mentioned everybody had their own separate individual song, individual way, everything that, you know, and sometimes we misconstrue, you know, we think about, I used to anyway, talking about it's a body, you know,
yeah.
move as a body. You know? Yeah, we move as a body, but each individual, you know, this is what he wanted. He had Israel. He moved them. They stopped. Moved. They stopped, you know. But this bride's going everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, he just does whatever he wants to each one of us. And I was thinking about each individual, one of us, you know, bar none, how that when you get up, when you say something, your
yeah.
life, it just, I just see God.
That's
I say,
it.
That's nothing but God.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful because you're coming from where God's speaking to you and how God, you know, deals with you.
Yeah.
And each one of us is different, not the one's better than the other, anything like that, but
different.
Each one's different.
Just unique.
You know, the bride is where it's at. You know, he's brought the bride to a full maturity.
Amen.
And, you know, and he's got, I think he's got right where he wants us to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not waiting on another one.
No.
We're not waiting for somebody else to do something. We're not
no.
trying to compare ourselves with anybody
no.
else. No cookie cutter anything
no.
around here. And I so appreciate that, you know.
Amen.
Of course, I got to include myself in that, too.
Yeah.
The devil says, I don't want to hear you. You no, up every service. Oh, you say, you know, that's just
yeah.
lies
yeah.
from the devil. And I've learned that, you know. So, you know, I got to be my individual self, same as somebody else.
Yeah.
The devil like it or not, you know, the bride loves it. Because I know what I love, Brother John. I know what I love, Brother Ted. I know
yes.
Sister Crystal. Each one, when you get up, is beautiful to me.
Because
yes.
yes.
it's genuine, it's honest. It's how God's dealing with you and,
right.
and God's laying in your heart. And it all joins, it fitly joined together.
Amen.
Even our testimonies of, you know, we move in a sense as a body that way, but each individual way, it,
oh,
you know, God deals
oh,
with
my,
us in so many different ways. And I appreciate that because that just, makes him real in his body.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I appreciate so much. This is so real to me. Amen. You know, just not just in me, but I've seen so real in the body.
Yes.
How he deals with us, you know. Yes. And it's beautiful. Amen. It's beautiful to see that. You know, how the young people coming up, you know, and the old ones are getting out of their shell and everything else, you know. And but he leads us along, and there's, yes, you know, I mean, there's not a place that we come to and, okay, we've arrived, you know. It's a daily walk.
Yeah.
It's been God since he first dealt with you, you know. It's been God with you, and God, how he's dealt with you. You know, you can't look back and say, well, I should have done nothing. I was exactly where God wanted me to be.
Yes.
Same as today. Will I grow in the grace and the knowledge of him? As sure as there's another day, I will. But, you know, but we all do.
Oh, yeah.
And I so appreciate that, because no big eyes, no little uses, right, the body of Christ. Eternal life is eternal life.
That's right.
We all rejoice,
amen,
in it. And however we rejoice,
amen,
in it, we just rejoice in that perfect eternal life.
Yes.
I really appreciate this.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Oh, my goodness. No.
Not at all.
We got time.
Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord again.
Yes.
Y'all act like we're not going to be here Sunday morning. That's all right. That's all right. We might not. Amen. It's good to be here. I enjoy this place.
Yes.
I enjoy coming here, and I enjoy the body. I enjoy the testimonies. Like I said, Don, everyone comes from their own angle, and they do their own thing and their own part. But when it's all said and done, the whole body's getting blessed.
Amen.
You know, it's not just one of us getting blessed, but it blesses the entire body. Yes. Everybody that put in a part for Sunday service, it was all helping to make that flavor exactly what it needed to be first. And every service is that way, not just
every
Sunday
service,
but every service is that way. So I thought I was singing this at home, and I told Clary, I said, well, I might sing this tonight at church.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
How can I say thanks for the things he has done for me, things so undeserved, yet he did to prove his love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he had done. With his blood he has saved me, and with his power he has raised me. To God be all of the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live,
my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go back to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be all of the glory for the things he had done. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. To God be all of my glory for the things he have done. For with his blood he has saved and with his power he has raised me. To my God be all of my glory for the things he has done.
Sing it again, Pastor Moore. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory for the things he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me. To God be all the glory for the things he
heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to get together tonight. Lord, as they said, it's the last Wednesday of the night. We've made it to a miraculous, wonderful, another year with you, Lord. Every year is wonderful with you. Lord, bless the service tonight. Let the hearer and the speaker both get out of the way, Lord. Let us just receive the word that you have for us, Lord. The body continues to take another step. Lord, we want to take one more step tonight till we get out of here. Lord, just bless the body, bless those that are traveling, those that are sick, those that could not make it. Lord, bless those that are here that can hear and receive the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. It's good to be here.
Amen.
When they, when I saw that Brother Jerry, he gave the nod. That's the Brother Childers wave, like, ah. Nah, you take it. He would do that. He would wave low like that. Nah. I saw him give that, and I thought, okay, well, Brother Jerry's not taking it, then I will definitely do it. You know, we've been taught to respect our elders around here. And if he had a message, then that's the message I'd want to hear. But if he doesn't, then I have one. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. You know, I love that testimony Brother John even said. He said, you know, I'm glad to be the bride. I'd have been the bride anywhere.
If I was in Africa, I'd be the bride. Wherever I would be raised, I'd be the bride. Me being at Fairborn doesn't change whether I'd be the bride. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, how can you say it like that? Well, you go back into the Bible, I would have been the centurion. I would have recognized Jesus no matter what. I would have been the lady that had the blood issue. I would have been the guy that was up in the tree. I would have recognized Christ when he crossed my path. That would have proved that I was the bride. As proof, I'm one of them. I'm blessed that I'm surrounded by believers. But if I had to make it on my own, God would have given me everything I needed to do then. But he saw fit to give me a great body that can give me advice about how to raise a kid, advice how to go to work, advice on how leadership even works. I even saw, even, you know, Brother Isaiah, you know, that, you know, I'm not going to pick on you about the weight, but I saw when he was getting the songs together, I thought, you know, we're surrounded by leadership in here. And we lead from the front in here. And if we see that you might not be able to lead, somebody's going to get up and start leading. You got a whole group of leaders. We've learned how to follow and we know how to lead. But if you look like you might be able to drop the ball, somebody's going to step right in there. It's a bigger issue than this. I don't need to. We got people listening around the world. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than our ego. It's bigger than our isms, our schisms, our likes, our dislikes. I come here even if, you know what, if I worked with Brother Don Deskins, he made me upset. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to come to church. I'm going to still scoot him over. I'm going to still sit in my chair. I'm still going to enjoy the Word of God. It's bigger than me and him. Right? Like, I come here to God. I come to hear the Word of God. That's my biggest blessing he could give me. Oh, my. When I get here, we got to recognize that we can let our hair down. I can get comfortable. I can just be myself and just be honest and share with you my knowledge of the mystery. I'm not even here for a fight. I leave my sword and my shield at the door. I'm not here to fight you. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not even here to debate. Because you know what? I know that what I have, even if I show it to you, if God doesn't reveal it to you, it don't matter. You can Google Brother Branham and see that he's done miracles. You can Google it. You know, there's prophets that they talk about, you know, even with the Mormons. I can't look up everything that they tell me John Smith did. There's things that I can't look up and verify. But I can look up on Google and see all the miracles that Brother Branham did. I can look up, and matter of fact, we've got all the messages recorded. I can go back and find that. But you know what? There's people that even if I tell them he's a prophet, I tell them that he did miracles, that you can see for yourself, they still don't want him. So if Brother Branham can't help you, if Jesus didn't save you, then why are we arguing? Why are we going, I'm only going to give you what they gave me. God poured all he had into Christ. And Christ poured all he had into church, me. And if you didn't accept Christ, you didn't accept God, then you're not going to accept me. But praise God, I'm surrounded by people that do accept me, that do love me, that love the sound of the word, that love his appearing. Oh, my. That was my testimony. We're going to get into this tonight. I'm looking forward to what God's got to do. Why? I mean, I got a lot of things to be thankful for. I'm excited. I'm excited what we got. I got the Word of God for the hour. Oh, I can look on a natural. I got a lot of great things. I got a beautiful daughter. I got a handsome son. I got a perfect wife. I got a white picket fence house, 2.5 kids. I got a beautiful dog. I got a lot of good stuff in the natural. Oh, you can say, well, Brother Jay, what about the healing? Oh, that's two. That's icing on my big cake. That's icing on my big cake. I've been healed. God gave me not one but two livers. God gave me not one but two doctors. God gave me not one but two chances. I got a chance. God's been blessing me so much. All my life I see the hand of God. All my life I see the hand of God. I come here and I recognize it. Oh, you think it's per chance that I'm here on the last Wednesday night? When Satan tried to take me out on a Wednesday night? Oh, no. I've been meant to preach on this one. I'm getting you ready for the party. This is the pre-party. We're ready to get ready for this thing. I'm going to just give you a little something to drink to get ready for New Year's. That's what I'm here to do. I'm looking forward to God, what God's got. Because the services just keep stacking and stacking. And I'm like, we got to get out of here. I don't know if I can hold more of the word. I'm like, Lord, my cup is running over. Like, it's running over. You know, if you tore, you can have water in here and you can start pouring water. Eventually, that old water's out. Whatever was in there, eventually you keep pouring in there, it's going to be just nothing but new the whole way through. That's how I feel. I'm like, I can't even hold what you're giving me. I got to give it out so quickly. That's why it's important to give your testimony. Sister Mel, you're right. You've learned the secret. Amen. That the more you testify, the more you give it out. Come the more God gives you. The more He gives you. You think it's coincidence that Pastor Moore started testifying right when he got here? You think it's coincidence that he has so much more? Because it's not coincidence. He showed you the formula. Give it out. Give it out. Give it out. And God will just keep. He's got to keep filling it. Because you got to stay full. Oh, my. You know, the thing about the services we had, and Brother Jeremiah, you said, God said I can. I've been holding on to that. I've been chomping at the bit at that. I even kind of changed the title for myself. I put but in front of it. But, comma, God said I can. I say that to myself when I'm going through something difficult. I'm like, but God said I can. Yeah, I talk to myself about it. But God said I can do this. But God said I can do. You know, Brother Parnell once said that one time. He said, but canceled out everything before. So when I have all these doubts about whether I can do this, whether I can do that, but God said I can. So I must be able to do it. He must be able to provide me everything I'm going to need. If I need the new way to drill, He's going to give me the right torque to do it. If I need a new way to speak, He's going to put the words in my mouth. If I need strength to walk, He's obligated to lift the strength up so I can do what He said to do. Oh, my. See, Moses made God upset. Because he kept doubting God. The people that were following Moses made God upset because they kept doubting God. They kept doubting God at every turn. Will he show up? Will he feed us? Did he bring us here to do this? But there's another group of people that every time God blessed them, just increased their faith. Every time they went through adversity, increased their faith. I'm that group of people. I'm God's elect people that every time I see God move, I get stronger because of it. I don't doubt God. I start getting stronger and stepping out faster. Oh, I'm like how Sister Lee said it. Whenever God tells you to do something, just step out on it. Oh, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if it. God said I can do it. I'm stepping out on it. Pastor Moore was talking about shirking your responsibilities. I thought, I can step up even more. I can step up even faster. I want to move even faster for God. Oh, my mind. Then he's talking about the most notable star. Come on now. That's got to be the end. Now, think about it. The wise men, the prophecy, was talking about Jesus coming. And they were looking. You know, we heard the story. Brother Alex talked about it. You know the story in the Bible. It's this time of the year. They talk about it all the time. But they were looking for that time to point them to what the prophecy was talking about. The star was a guide. It was a sign pointing them. There's people that stop at the sign. There's people that worship the sign, but you gotta go to what the sign is pointing you to. Don't stop at the sign. That Pastor Moore even said it one time in a message. Don't stop when you see the sign, Fairborn next exit. You're not there yet. No, it's really not even enough to just rejoice that it's next. It's good that it's next, but don't stop. You're not there yet. It's great that you see the star, but you gotta follow it. And then what is it pointing you to? That most notable star is pointing you to the most notable message. Oh, God's delivered His Son to us. We've been blessed. We've been blessed. Title of my message tonight is God's Elect. Oh, my. Because, you know, and this is what got me thinking about it. Some people see a man. Some people see God. But blessed are that group that's right there in the middle. That sees God in flesh. Because you can get off on the ditch on either side. If Pastor Moore's talking to you and you just think it's a man, you won't take it seriously. Because Pastor Moore's giving a lot of people advice, Kara. Not just you. He's giving a lot of young people a lot of good advice. A lot of great advice that they haven't taken. And they didn't recognize it. They thought it was going to be inconvenient. They thought it'd be hard to do. And they thought, maybe you don't know my situation fully. Maybe you haven't heard the whole story. Maybe you don't know that this boy really likes me or this girl really likes me. And they'll change and they'll do and I'll... The list goes on. We've seen them walk away for dumb reasons or whatever reasons, whatever. We've seen it. But then there's another group that worships. They think it's the man. They worship the man. You got to see God in flesh. Because, you know, even then I thought, well, what were you saying? I don't want to trip anybody up. But over in Revelations, when John started to worship, he said, no. Get up. I'm your fellow brother. You know, you've seen that. We've seen people want to mimic Brother Childers. and put make God Brother Childers. But then when Brother Childers does something that they didn't like, now God ain't even in Brother Childers. He went from being God to not even being a man to just a man. How far he dropped? That's what they do with Brother Branham. Brother Branham was God to them. They were waiting for him to come back. And then they read a story that maybe he didn't declare all the oranges. Maybe he did hunt on a certain day. And then now all of a sudden, everything he said is false. Everything's wrong. You got to have a balance in here. I see God in flesh. That means when you do fall, I understand.
Amen.
When you do something that I don't like, I get it. When I see you eat chocolate ice cream and I think vanilla's the best thing for you, I understand.
Amen.
Why? Because I see God in flesh.
Right.
It doesn't trip me up. I follow God in flesh the whole way through. I hear what God is saying. And that doesn't mean, see, because Satan will have you in there trying to divide things. No, no, no. I'm not dividing it. I see God and flesh.
Amen.
I don't see God or flesh.
Right.
No, I see them both. Because, see, what I don't want you to do is leave here and think, well, that's the man side. I ain't got to listen. That ain't what I said. Hear my whole sentence. I see God and flesh. I see him in the flesh. I see that God has had a vessel that he's happy to dwell in, that he's given me the word of God in. And I'm praising God for it, and I see it as God, and I trust it as God. But I don't get stuck on the man if that man stops following the word of God. I'm still going to keep stepping.
Amen.
If Brother Branham's off the scene, I'm going to go where God is at.
Amen.
Pastor Moore was to be taken off the scene, I'm going to go where God is at.
Amen.
That's how I believe it.
That's right.
Because God's obligated to take care of me.
Amen.
Regardless of whether you're here or not.
Amen.
That's how I believe it.
That's right.
Oh, my. Let's read a scripture here.
Yes.
Matthew 21, verse 9 through 11. Now, little context here. Jesus is fulfilling a prophecy here. And the prophecy was that he is going to ride into town a certain way. And he was getting that together. You can go through and read, you know, Matthew 21 as much as you want. It's a great chapter. I started watching. You guys kept talking about The Chosen. I started watching that. It's a great series. I don't know who wrote it, but they seem to be just divinely inspired. I mean, how they make them human, and it's a really nice story. But anyway, Matthew 21, verse 9, it says, "And the multitudes went before and that followed and cried," because this is Jesus riding into town, "saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." So Jesus is riding into town, and there's a group of people around him just singing, happy, just singing his praises, happy that he's there. "And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this?" Now, who would it be? He's fulfilling the prophecy exactly how it was written, word for word. The prophecy said he's going to ride into town a certain way, and that's how he was riding into town. The prophecy said he'd be born by a certain way, and that's how he was born. The prophecy said he'd be doing miracles that he did, and that's exactly what he was doing. And yet the people still said, "Who is this?" I'm looking at that. It just makes me reaffirm that this world doesn't want Jesus at all. They got the Bible they've had for thousands of years. You've got scripture saying that there's going to be an end time people. We're sitting here holding Jesus up, singing his praises, talking about how great he is. And the world is saying, "Who is this? Who are you talking about?" There's a group of people that truly sees God.
Amen.
That's God's elect.
Amen.
You know, unless God opens your eyes, you can't see him. You know, Brother Branham was talking, and I'll find the book of where it was at, but he was talking about how God's a segregationist. He is. And in that book, he talks about different things, and one of the quotes are in there. I'll read it as well. But he's talking about how, you know, even, you know, the blacks and white issue, you know, how they just need, you know, the world basically wants to integrate everything, and that's more just politics. It's really politics, because that it's never going to mix. It's oil and water. That racism spirit, that exists. And I hate to say it like this, but God is a racist. He only wants his own. You got to look like God, talk like God, come from God, to even go back to God. You have no chance to get to God if you didn't come from God. You can't buy your way into his membership. You can't be nice enough to it. But God is a segregationist. He wants only his own. That's it. That's it. That's all he cares about. That's the only people he talks to. That's the only people he deals with. That's the only people he even cares exist. Everybody else is tool for the fodder. Nay, matter of fact, even in the scripture it says, we did this in your name. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Call them unbelievers. Depart from me, you unbelievers. I never knew you. Not mine. Now they could build a hospital, do this, do that, and we just give eternal life at a Kroger's. And he's happy, excited. He's blessing everywhere you step your foot. The Bradys went to the funeral, and they could have taken whoever they wanted to take. Everybody else at the funeral can read the whole Bible, and he won't hear a word. That's true. That's facts. That's what the prophet said. God's like that. We see it throughout the Bible. He only cares about his elect. And you have to see God yourself. This can't be a third person story. You can't hear about God and then believe it. You got to see God for yourself for it to really hit home. It's got to be a personal revelation. I even thought about, you know, what you said, Brother Don, talking about how a body even moves. I thought, you know, even, you know, when you're in the army or whatever, you know, they do like the countdown. They'll say, you know, 9 to the front and 6 to the rear. They're talking about the measurement of your feet. But when you're walking, even when you're trying to move forward, something's got to swing back. Something's got to swing forward. Something's got to swing back. I mean, that's how you even move. You're moving forward as a body, but sometimes some things got to go different directions. Something to keep you balanced. And I thought, you know, every now and again, we talk about what's going on, what they knew, what they didn't know. They're walking this thing through. They knew this, didn't know that. Knew this, didn't know that. It's walking this thing through. But God was building a building. He wasn't building a wall. He was building a bride body. He was building this whole thing. He had to turn some corners a couple times. And that's even in that same thing, Brother Brown's talking about a mason. And they do competitions now. So it's so crazy in my life now. I deal with construction a lot more than I ever did. And I heard that they have these competitions where they'll have these masons and they'll give them thousands of dollars and they'll have 100 people there. And they'll say, okay, you got to build a wall. Fastest person to do it. And it's got to be level. You can't use a string and all that kind of stuff. I don't know anything about building a wall. But when they were describing, I was like, oh, my goodness, that'd be so hard because they bring in all these blocks and all this kind of stuff. But they're like, anybody can build a wall quickly. But if they put some turns on there, then it, not so much, not so fast. They're just talking about building a wall. And I thought even Brother Brandon was talking about that. He said, you know, when you're building a wall, anybody can theoretically just build a wall. You know, that's even part of the competition. They were like, if you got a string, anybody could do it. Anybody, you just follow the string. You just move the string up a brick, move it up a brick, move it up a brick. But to do it without one, that's, you take another level. But to turn a corner, now you're a master. Because it takes a little bit of work to turn that corner. It's got to be right because you got to continue that same structural integrity all the way through. It's got to be just as strong is what's got to happen. And I thought, and even Brother Bradham even said, he said, that's when the trouble happens. When you got to turn some corners is when the trouble happens. When I start talking about predestination, I'm turning a little corner on somebody. When I talk about salvation being over, I'm turning a corner on somebody. When you start turning these corners, unless you stand with me, your structural integrity ain't sound. You're a little weaker. You get a little weaker when you don't turn it right. When you follow the word of God, that building should be strong. Yeah. It should be just as strong as that wall sitting by itself when you turn it right. Yeah. Oh, and I thought, my goodness. You know, so there's people that didn't want to turn. Yeah. But God's been turning this thing and turning this thing and turning this thing. And I thought, even in my life, I thought, these turns have been progress. Yeah. You know, we look at them because, you know, we're human. We look at them as just a square that God just keeps. We're almost making a maze. God just keeps turning and turning and turning and turning and turning. And it's a maze. No. He's building up. He's building a pyramid. Amen. This thing is structurally sound that it won't fall no matter what. Amen. And I thought, praise God that I can see it. Amen. Praise God I can see what God has been doing this whole time. Amen. I'm blessed to be able to see what God is doing this whole entire time. Yeah. I'm one of the elect. Amen. I'm one of the elect. Amen. I'm one of them. Oh, my. See, there's nothing like knowing who you are. Amen. There's nothing like knowing who you are. Amen. See, I think about all these different things that God gives us. And I thought, you know, even if you truly believed that God is speaking to you, it'll change even your time requirements on how long he talks. It'll change what he's allowed to talk about. It'll change what you open up to him. You know, if you don't believe it's God, you're going to kind of hold something back a little bit. But if you know it's God, you know he sees it anyway. You know he sees it anyway. He can discern. Who else can discern? Who else can split asunder? Who else is sharper than any two-edged sword? Who else has that ability? Who knew you before you were formed? Who knew you when you were in your mother's womb? Who knows your decisions afar off? God does. So if you knew you were talking to God, you'd be a little bit more open. And I thought, you know, we're getting ready for New Year's service. And I remember as a kid, I'm like, man, how long is it going to be? It's going to, man. And they'd be like, the next preacher. And then the next preacher. And I was a kid. I'm like, man, you got two preachers, please, at the most. And it'd be 15 of them or something. I don't know. But now, I got a new birth. I'm looking at this thing like, I hope this thing goes into overtime and overtime and overtime and overtime. I want to see what God's got to do. I'm ready to get out of here. Let it be the last service. Take us all the way out of here. That's what I'm looking at. I'm having myself a good time. And I thought, you know, even in the natural, you know, when you know you're in the presence of greatness, even in the natural, time just kind of stands still. So I thought, you know, and Jeremiah probably remember this. This is 2009. I was driving home from work, and my brother Chris called, and he was like, man, the Syracuse game just went into the second overtime. I'm like, what? Basketball game, two overtimes? He's like, yeah. And second overtime. He's like, you want to watch it? I'm like, I'll stop by and watch it. Call Miss Courtney. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be a little late. I'm stopping by Christmas. I'm going to watch this game. Well, the game goes into third overtime. I don't get up and be like, oh, forget it. Too late. I'm going to head out and go to bed. I'm like, I'm excited. I'm like, I can't believe this game going to third overtime. It goes into the fourth overtime. And I'm watching this thing, and every shot, we're all like, whoa, whoa, oh, man, it's tighter than it ever was. Because this team, Syracuse, had never taken the lead the whole game. They had never taken the lead the whole game. Goes into the fifth overtime. Now, this game is going on for 3.5 hours. And we're watching it just like it was just came on. Like, we're just, and we're calling, I'm calling my other brothers. Get over here. I'm at Chris's. This game is still on. My other, so we're all just watching this game. It goes into the sixth overtime. Syracuse wins. They take the lead for the first time the whole game. They win the game. Crowd goes crazy. Everybody goes crazy. Nobody left. It's the second longest game in college basketball history. And I thought, if you could sit still for 3 hours and 48 minutes to watch a basketball game, you don't know anybody on the team. You don't own the team, never went to Syracuse, won't go to Connecticut, don't even know where the stadium is, don't know anything about it, never played college basketball, but you can sit there for 3 hours and 48 minutes and watch the whole game, call people excited about it. How much more can I give to God when I know the story? I'm a part of the ending. I know how this game ends. I am the victor. I know the beginning of this thing. I know the end of this thing. I'm part of this story. This is the greatest story he ever wrote. And I know every plot and secret. God has revealed everything to me. He's opened up the whole book to me. I know Genesis, the story. I know Revelation, the story. I know how they tie together. I know what Jesus really came to do. I rejoice that he got up. I understand that he had to go down, but I rejoice that he got up. Amen. I'm a part of the people that is looking forward to his appearing. Yes. There's not most people looking forward to God coming back. They don't even care. They don't care. Oh, my. See, and you guys just got to forgive me with all these crazy stories, because I was just sitting there, like, as I sit and think and I do stuff, and I sit around a little bit more now than I ever did before, I'm just resting and enjoying things. I mean, I really am. Like, I just enjoy life. I really do. I take it a little slower, and I just enjoy myself. And so I hear different stories, and I thought, you know, I heard this one story, and I'm going to share it with y'all. I was like, if Brother Eric can share some stories, I'm going to share some stories. So I hope he's listening, because I love you, Brother Eric. I thought, you know, this guy went to the restaurant. He talked to the waiter, and he said, or he or she, let me throw that out there. I don't want to get in trouble. He said to the waitress, he said, you know, do you know a secret that would... Do you think there's a secret out there that would change your life and fix all your problems? Waitress is like, I believe there is one. And he said, do you know that secret? He's like, nope, I still got all these problems. He said, but you believe it's out there. I believe there probably is a secret out there that would change everything. Then he asked a question that got me thinking. He said, how much time a week do you spend looking for it? Right. Wow. That's right. How much time a week do you spend looking for this thing that you said would fix everything?
How much time do you spend looking for the solution to all these problems that you have? Waitress, none at all. Went back to work. And I thought, that's exactly what the world does. It's exactly what they do. We got this abortion problem. We got this racism problem. We got this political problem. We got this problem, that problem. And we just need Jesus. Right. We just need the Lord. Amen. We just need a word from you. Yeah. How much time do you really spend looking for him? Because when we tell you that he's showing up, when we walk you through the prophecies, when we do everything, dress right, dress, to show you exactly where God is going to be at this time, why do you not hear the words? Why do these things fall on deaf ears? And I got to kind of be like how Jesus was when he got frustrated. He said, why can't you hear my words? Amen. He said, oh, it's because it has no part in you. Right. Has no place in you. Amen. We can speak the words till we're blue in the face. Right. And no matter what we say, they won't pick it up. Amen. And on this, and that side is sad. But the other side is no matter how hot you make it. Amen. No matter if you yell it or if you whisper it, if you skin my hide or build me up, I can't help but to hear the word of God and say amen to every single word. It even says the bride will turn quickly. I don't take my time making decisions about this thing. I don't need years to think about it. I don't need days to think about it. I just can hear the word once. Amen. One time. It doesn't say that God had to go convince Noah. No. He went back to him on a Monday, then went back to him on a Wednesday. Noah, it's really going to rain. I'd really love for you to go ahead and start building that boat. Noah, please, if you could just start throwing an ark. You only got 100-something years left, buddy. You might want to start now. No. He said, it's going to rain. Rolled up sleeves, went to work. Moses was on the backside of that mountain for a long time. And then God told him where to go. He didn't stay on the backside of the mountain for another 40 years and think about it. Time to get up and go. Now, he, as a man, had all these doubts about what he's going to do when he gets there. But he still had to go. And I love the fact that, you know, when I look through the Bible and see what God's elect, when God's elect are called to do a job, no matter what they think, no matter how much they want to turn it down, they still end up doing that job.
That's right.
When Jonah went the other way, right, he still showed up on the shores of Nineveh out of the belly of that fish.
Right.
He still preached to those people in Nineveh.
Amen.
That was his job. Right. God didn't say, oh, okay, well, Jonah, you didn't do it. Next person up. No, you're going to do your job.
Amen. Right.
Now, and I look at that and I go, that means when God calls you to do something, not only are you able to do it, you are going to do it. You're going to do it. You can do it right off of the bat when he says to do it, or he can put you in a circumstance where you say, Lord, if you just let me do this job, just let me do the job. It got to the point where Samson said, Lord, if you just restore my strength one more time, I'll finally do what you told me I would do from the prophecy. That's how it was with Samson. That's how it was with Jonah. He was in the belly of a fish. He said, Lord, if you get me out of here,
right,
I will finally do what you asked me to do with no delay.
That's right.
Oh, and I can look at my own life. I've had things that I've been kind of praying about, Isaiah. Oh, Lord, if you would just fix this in my life. You know, you talk about weight. Lord, if you drop me a couple few pounds, I'd be able to wear a suit to church. I'd dress a little better. I'm telling you me. I'm talking for me. These are true things. God said, I got you. You don't want to do it because I said to? No worries. Go ahead. Jump off the boat then. I'll take that weight off of you so fast you'll never know what happened. Go ahead. And now I was sitting in the hospital saying, Lord, if you just let me get back to the house, I promise I'll do all you said to do so quick, so fast. Just let me get back to the house one more time. Oh, I used to think, oh, I want to live here. I want to live here. I came to the point where I told Pastor Mark, I said, if I could just get into the house, I'd stay there. There's a kitchen. I'll just stay there. Because I was thinking, because I was worried about steps. Like at the time, I couldn't. Oh, this is a blessing. I can move. I couldn't do steps. I couldn't walk. I didn't have no strength. And I just thought, that's flat. If I just got in there, I'd live at the church. I said, Brother Victor did. He lived there. I was like, I'll just live at the church. See y'all in the services, and then y'all can preach as long as you want to. I live here. I take my pillow, roll it back up, and go back out. And I was sincere. You know I was serious. I wasn't joking. I was serious. Like, if you just let me get in here, I ain't thinking about no king-size bed, no adjustable TV. I ain't thinking, I wasn't thinking about nothing. The Lord, get me back in the house. Amen. And now I know where my bread is buttered. Yeah. But that meant I was still going to do my job. Right. Don't wait till you get to those points. I'm giving you, you talk about getting some advice after being alive for a little bit. Do it quickly. Amen. Do what you must do quickly. He even said that to Judas. Don't wait around. Right. Whatever you got to do, just do it quickly. Yeah. If you want to leave the church, just do it quickly. Don't sit here and waste my time. Right. Pretend that you like me. Pretend that you want to hear what we got to say. Pretend that you like the word. Just leave quickly. Right. And if you are here, get with it quickly. Right. There's no middle ground here. No. We don't have no gray. Hot or cold. Yes. You know, and that's what I could appreciate even about Brother AJ. I thought about this, and we think about years back and past, and I thought, man, you know, when we redid the church, that was the first time we met AJ. First time we meet him, we're like, okay, we're going to pick up the heaviest things in the church and move them to the back. Good to see you. I don't even care what your name is. Grab that end of that pew and take it to the back. We've got like an hour to get this done, and we all just found out. So I don't care who you are. You're another body. Grab that end. So he grabs it. And it's like, who is that? That's AJ. AJ who? AJ. Who's AJ? And you're walking things back. And then I'm getting another little whisper like, AJ, AJ's the one with Kara. Kara. AJ and Kara, huh? Okay, well, he don't need no help on the other side. Let him carry that. Because we were doing two on each side. I'm like, no. He grabbed one side, and we'll have two over here. And you work him in the ground a little bit. He don't need no help then. Let's put you a little through something a little bit. Let's make this a little inconvenient. Let's make this a little inconvenient. He got it all moved. I know he was tired. We all were tired. I was counting them. I think it was like 28 or something. Like, I forget what it was. But I was like, Lord. Because in my head, I'm like, we got to put these back. Right? Like, it's like, it's not enough to move some big concrete once. You're like, I got to put it back. Like, so anyway, well, I remember that, and I remember like, oh, he's out of here. That's it. He ain't coming back. He don't want to move these again. Sure enough, he coming back around. I'm like, okay. Okay. A little respect for AJ. There we go. Started at notch one. Right? And we love you, AJ. We love you. We love you so much. Appreciate what you're doing. Your music ministry has been a blessing. This has been a blessing to have him. But I tell you what, when we first met him, it was like, nah. Put him through a little bit. You know, I kind of did that little the Brother Childers wave when they was like, we want to put two people on the other end? Nah. Nah. He can carry the one side by himself. Let him do it by himself. I'm just being honest with y'all. But I look at all this stuff, and I look at, like, all the stuff that we get, and I thought, man, you know, right when things start to get inconvenient for somebody, that's when you find out who your real friends are. That's when you find out what, all those things happen. You know, you think about, like, friends that you have, and if you run around with them, and you do stuff with them, those are all fun times. When is it inconvenient to be your friend? When do people not want to be around, and they still want to be around? When do you need help that you can't get back? When do you need money that you're never going to repay? That's when you get to see who your real friends are. That's when you get to see who's really with you. And I look around, I thought, my goodness, there's people that, you know, they go their whole life never having a 3 a.m. friend. Somebody that they can call at 3 a.m. And I'm telling y'all my blessing, because there's people that live their entire life never having somebody they can call at 3 a.m. to help them. They got some 6 p.m. friends, help you up till 6 p.m., and then after that, you know, gotta get the kids down, gotta go to bed, you know how it is. I gotta get my 8 hours, my 12, gotta get my good sleep, whatever it is, right? But that 3 a.m. friend, you call them and they're like, I know you're calling me, we must need to do something. You don't even have to talk to me. Where do we need to meet? What do you need me to do? And I thought, you know, people live their whole life and don't have that. And I was at the hospital and the lady was like, well, who can you call that can help you? And I was like, well, here's my phone. Just start at A and then go all the way down. Those are my friends. You know what I had in there? That church directory. That's right. Start in there. You want to go to Deskin? Go ahead. You can call Andrea. You can call Caleb. Go there. If you want to go to Kirkman, you can call Johanna. You can call Dwayne. You want to go to Allen? You can call Elise. You can call Jeremiah. I was like, you can go. She was like, oh, we just need a list of like two or three. That's it. I'm like, I can give you as many names as you want. Yeah, you take your pick. Where you want them? Where you want them to drive from? How far away are we going to be? Why? I got some real friends. That's just a benefit. That's icing on the cake on top of the eternal life that I got. And you want me to be sad about serving Fairborn, being part of this gang? Come on. That's the most powerful group of people that's ever touched the face of the earth. That's the only group of people that knows exactly what it is. That knows where God is, was, where he moved, where he's going, but where he's at right now. Satan don't even mind you talking about the rapture as long as you put it somewhere else. You put it off in the past or you put it off in the future somewhere else. He don't care as long as it ain't today. But you got a group of people, service after service, that comes in and says, today the rapture can take place. I'm ready for it to go today. I don't have to graduate. I don't have to see this. I don't see that. I'm ready for it to go right now. That's God's elect. Oh, you talk about over in Luke 18 when he says, will I find faith when I return? Yes, you will. There's a group of people that have faith in the word of God. Oh, faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Things unseen. Oh, I know the rapture is going to happen because he said it. And when it happens, it'll be a revelation. There's no doubt on any side of it. Because he said it, I believe it. And when it happens, that'll be the manifestation of it. Oh, I don't mind waiting. It don't matter. When you talk about somebody that has eternity, I'm in eternity. It could take 100 years and I wouldn't care. That's a blip on the radar. That's a drop in the bucket. Oh, my goodness. I thought, my goodness, how can you be upset now? How can you, what else could you ask for? How could you not rest when you serve a God this good? I mean, our God has given us the impossible. After the impossible, every single service. When you think it's complicated, God goes, let me show you how easy this is. When you think you don't know what it is, he says, no, you've known what it is. Let me show you. You testified about this. You read this. This is God revealing himself to you just in simplicity. And you think, you know, even Brother Brandon was talking about how Jesus couldn't have been born in December. He was talking about, you know, a male sheep has to be born in March. He said, the springtime. He says, you know, Jesus was the lamb of God, the male lamb. He had to be slain he had to be born at a certain time. He's like, it couldn't be December. Plus, even the Bible talks about shepherds were out there. Shepherds wouldn't be out in December. It'd be snow on the ground. They wouldn't be out walking the hills and the fields like that. But I thought, you know, no matter what you use for proof, no matter what you say, they don't want it at all anyway. It's really Santa Claus Day. Just say that's what it is. Just be honest. That's not, they don't celebrate Christ at all. They don't even want him to be a part of the picture. Even the nativity scene's now just getting smaller, and then Santa's getting bigger and bigger. Before it used to be, you know, you'd have huge nativity scenes places, and it was just expected. Now it's some reindeers. Now you got a bigger Santa. It just shows. Oh, they're adding characters. They're adding them. They're taking away from the nativity scene and adding to Santa Claus. But that's just how it works. That's just the world separating themselves from Christ all that much more. But then this hour, there's a group of people that are gathering themselves that much more. Amen. They're saying, Lord, what do you want? You want a Sunday service? Perfect. I hope we have two of them. You want a Wednesday service? Let's have a good one. You want Thursday? I can't wait to give it to you. You want to go to San Diego? Let me know when you're traveling. You want to go to Carolina? I can't wait to get on the bus. Why? You got a group of people that love his appearing. Amen. That's the elect. And you know, we don't boast because we have it. I boast because I can see it. I'm not holding on to this like a spoiled child saying, nah, 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 boo, boo, you can't get it. I wish that all men would get it. I wish that everybody, we preach in such a way that it breaks it down for anybody to get it. But not anybody can pick it up. I can bring it down, we can break it down to the most simplest of levels. Down to an atom. We can go back to Adam. And break it down. Amen. The most basic element that we can get it. An atom with a T or an atom with a D. We can break it down as low as that. And they still won't get it. There's still going to be argument. There's still going to be confusion. Still going to be debate. We can say it had to be a sex act. Eve had babies. Nah. Bible doesn't specifically say it. Well, when the Bible does specifically say that there should be an end time people, who is that group then? When the Bible specifically does say that the Catholic Church is going to have to fall, and it specifically states it. Why don't we read that part? Well, you don't believe that either. What do you believe then? Nothing. Amen. Nothing. Because when you get your traditions involved, it starts to separate you from everything. Amen. It really does. If you get it off at Adam, then you don't really see the spirit, the framework working in the church. You don't see Satan's seed and God's seed working. You don't see that. If you get it off there, you might as well just stop. Just don't believe Christianity. You know, there's people, and I had a family member that was like, hey, we're going to dedicate a baby. Now, they don't go to church. They don't go to church at all. They don't believe in God. And they want to dedicate their baby. I'm like, to who? You don't believe a God exists. You don't go to church. Why would you dedicate your baby? Amen. But it's just a form and fashion. Just a tradition. Why don't you just say you want to have a party? Why don't you just invite people over for a party? Don't lie about what it's going to be. Just say you want to have some people get together. Celebrate the third month of the child's birth. Something. Just bring some gifts. That's what it feels like when you go to a non-Christian wedding. Why do you need a priest? You don't believe him. They go, I don't want to get married in the church. Don't want anything churchly. But we want to get married and we're going to read our vows to God. Why? Why even bother? You don't believe God exists. You don't serve God. You don't want God. Why even give your vows to God? It doesn't make sense just on a common sense level. Just be honest about it and say, we want to get together. Go get together. Just go do it. You were together anyway.
Right?
That's good. It's 2023. That's what's going on now. Now, it was different in Brother Branham's day, but it ain't now. That's the norm.
That's right.
To not be together would be abnormal.
Amen.
It would be abnormal. You'd be looked at as weird. Like, what do you mean you don't want to move in with me?
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Why can't I stay here? Why can't I sleep over?
Right.
Why? You see how the difference is? That's just a small little, and it's just separation. Just a little separation. Because of your traditions,
Amen.
You've made the word of God of none effect.
Amen.
You're giving your vows to an unknown God, to a God you don't even believe.
Right.
Of course he wouldn't uphold them.
No.
Of course he wouldn't help you uphold them. I praise God that he helps me keep my vows.
Amen.
I praise God when I'm weak, he's strong.
Right.
I praise God when I don't see a way, he shows me a way.
Amen.
I praise God that if I get myself in a room and I don't see a way, he makes a way.
Right.
When I search everywhere high and low and I didn't think I could get out, he'll show me a way out. Always. He's always provided a way out.
Amen.
He always gives me more than I need.
Amen.
You know we get more preaching than you even need.
Amen.
I'm serious. We get so much preaching in here that you're spoiled by the preacher.
Amen.
You come here expecting to hear from God with every single person that gets up.
That's right.
And disappointed if somebody doesn't do it. Unlike a church where there other churches, they're like, I hope somebody speaks from God. I hope somebody hears from God. I hope somebody hears. We were at that Christmas thing, and the lady said, well, we got all these songs we want to sing, but I hope one of our people is a singer. I thought, my goodness. You hoping that somebody in your group can do what you're wanting to do? That's how the churches do. I hope somebody hears from God when we get here today. I hope somebody gets a message from God. I hope somebody got a word from God. No, it's opposite here. I come here and I expect to hear from God when Riley testifies, to Adeline getting baptized, to Micah testifying, to Brother Don testifying, to Brother John testifying. I expect God to speak every time.
Amen.
Oh, you say, well, what about your young ones that you've been with, that you've seen do this and seen that? I expect myself to bring the word of God every time I open my mouth.
Amen.
I expect to hear from God when I speak. I expect him to hear me when I call. When I say, Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before, I expect him to show up. I expect it every single time. Oh, my. See, that's God's elect. That's truly what the bride expects. You know, we have a shadow of what a marriage is. Even our best marriages are just a shadow. A shadow.
Amen.
You can take whoever you think is the best marriage. You can, somebody's got it great. Me and Miss Courtney, we got it great. That's my only situation that I know all the way through. I don't know Pastor Moore. I don't know Jeremiah's. I don't know yours. I don't know your situation all through. We got it great.
Amen.
We're spoiled. Just a shadow. Just a shadow. As much as I would love to spoil her, as much as she spoils me, it's just a shadow of what God does for me.
Amen.
He fixes where I'm going.
Right.
He makes sure that who's at Kroger's is everybody I need to meet.
Amen.
I can only make sure Miss Courtney has enough money to buy what she thinks she wants to buy. That's it. That's my only control. I can't control where she can park. I can't control if the light's going to be on her. I can't control if the store is open. All these things are out of my control.
Right.
But my God, he can control who your granddaddy was and how you present yourself. He can control all those things in life and get you to a point where you meet me and you go, God bless you. And it can touch me. But how did that happen, though? It had to be some upbringing. Your parents had to do this. Your grandparents had to do that. The church you went to had to do this. The school you went to had to do that. He can make sure all that's taken care of. So that way, when you do cross my path, that you are able to recognize God. Oh, my. I think about this all the time. I'm thinking, Lord, we're so blessed. Amen. You know, even when the brother was talking about the wise men, he's talking about the wise men coming from far. And even Pastor Moore helped us get more clarity on that, because, you know, a lot of times we see the traditions and it's just three wise men because of, we only have a count of three names of gifts, not even the amount. But those people have been waiting years. And they took their best stuff. Their best stuff. If I'm mailing a letter, just a regular letter, and I think what I have is valuable, I increase the postage. I'm making sure it gets there. I want certified. I want a signature. I want it in a box. I want some comfort on there. I want some balloons, pillows, whatever I got to put in there to make sure what I'm sending gets to its destination. That's on a mailing of a package. But if I had to drive something, I'm going to make sure I got enough room in my car. I'm just telling you on the natural side that those people were prepared for anything they faced. If somebody wanted to steal it, they weren't old men. Because they had to travel a while. They were many. They were such a good group, such a large group, that they got an audience with the king upon request. They stepped into the town and said, let's see the king. And they got taken to Harold. That's a big group. There's people that sit outside the kingdom that can't get to go see Harold no matter what they want. They got to go see him. That just gives you some inklings when you take your traditions off of it and you can see the bigger picture that it was a big deal. They go there, and I look at that and go, we're a big deal. We're a big deal to people that recognize it, to people that can see what we have. This is the best place you can bring your offerings. This is the best place you can bring your talents. You know, we sang that song, Little Drummer Boy. That was his most prized possession. That's all he had. That's all God wants, is all you have. That's it. As Jesus wants all you have. And I think, oh my goodness, that's a little drop in a bucket for all the stuff that I get back. And Sister Elise, you said it so right. Exponentially better. You know, I'm not going to go into math with y'all, but when you do exponents, it starts to add up really quickly. It's not 3 times 3. It's 3 to the power of 3. That's a bigger number. It's not 9, it's 27. And then it goes higher than that. That's exponentially. Yeah, that's what we get in here. When you give God just a little bit, he blesses it exponentially. Kara didn't even know how much love she had. Didn't even know. He thought, well, I like this. I'd like that. She didn't know. I love Henry. Loves Henry. Loves AJ. These are just examples. And it's just one of the most recent ones. We got tons of examples. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and think about it and I go, Lord, thank you for blessing us with this revelation. Amen. That we can see what it is no matter what. I mean, this thing is just blessing. I got a little bit more and I'm out of here, guys. I was looking at this and I thought, God, thank you for letting me be one of the elect. Amen. And recognizing it. Because there's people that will find out later on. There's people that are going to find out later on at the White Throne Judgment that God loves them. There's a group of people that will find out later on. That's right. Praise God, I know now. Amen. Praise God, I can relish the benefits now. You know, there's nothing more, and I'm going to get now. There's nothing more, you know, I was in the Army, and I was really new to direct deposit, so I didn't know how it worked. And how direct deposit works for everybody, because you guys all know this, you guys are all super smart. The money automatically goes to your account on the payday. Right. Not at the end of the day, but like the night before. So I didn't know that. So in the military, like we get paid, everybody's going to the store and I'm waiting for the check. I'm like, maybe they're gonna give it to us at the end of the day. Like I gotta get out of here because I gotta get to the bank to get this cash. Like I'm counting down. I'm like, the bank on the base closes at this time. I don't know, man, we're still working. I'm not gonna get this money. It's a Friday when I'm not gonna have any money for the weekend. All this stuff going through my mind. Now I'm seeing people that are with me going to the store. They're going to the store, buying everything. Because we're a bunch of kids. You need $300, we're wasting it all tonight. And I'm like, man, I ain't got no money. Jeez, when are they going to give me this money? Like they said, we get paid on the 1st and the 15th. It's the 15th. When am I going to get this money? And they're like, you've always had the money. It's already on your card. You've had this the whole day. You could have went to the store. You could have ate anything you wanted. You could have bought whatever you wanted. You just didn't know it. That's how it's going to be for the foolish virgin. They just didn't know that God had taken care of them, that he saw over their life. But we know it. Let's go shopping now. Let's enjoy these benefits now. I don't got to sit in darkness. When somebody gets up and explains something, I can say, Lord, until you reveal it, I must not need to know it. Until you open my eyes to it, that can just sit there and wait. But everything he opens my eyes to, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to just stand in there and dance. I'm going to praise God for all the benefits that he gives me, because I don't want you to overthink this thing. When God reveals it to you, that's when it's time for you to have it. When God opens your eyes to it, praise God for it. Who cares when you see other people rejoicing on something? Rejoice in what you have. Amen. And if you see them dancing too long, start thinking about what you already got. Because you got money in the account. You got money in the account. He's blessed you in advance. He's given you everything you need in advance. In advance. That means before you need it. Before you even know you're going to need it. He's given it to you already. He's given me patience when I didn't know I was going to have patience. He's given me meekness, long-suffering, when I didn't even, before I needed it, he gave it to me. So that way I could get through whatever I had to get through. Oh, my. I love that we get this. I love what God has given to us. I love that we get a chance to celebrate this together. I'm looking forward to New Year's service. I'm looking forward to seeing my brothers and sisters from Kentucky. I can't wait to see them. I'm glad they're coming. Amen. Why? Because it's another brother and sister. Right. That's like family. When family comes around, I don't care how long it's been. It could be from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Praise God. It could be from Christmas to Easter. Praise God. I'm happy to see you. Sit down. Let's get a plate and let's eat. Let's fellowship on this thing. Why? Because what we get here is so good. I can't be down for nothing. I can't. It's you can't get me down now. No. Say you had a chance when I didn't know what it was. It's too late now. It's too. I know what it is now. I see myself in every scripture, every verse. I'm like John now. Now the whole world can hear me scream. They can hear me now because I see my name in the book. And you know, once your name's in that book, they can't take it out.
Nope. That's it.
That's it. And my name was transferred before. Amen. Before. Now, see, I read my name. That's not when he wrote it.
No.
I didn't see him write my name. No. It was there when I looked. Amen. I was scrolling through, so to speak, to the P's and the P-I and the C. Pickens. I'm in there. It's even bigger than that, though. Because once I see myself, it ties me to the body. Now it says, Mrs. Jesus Christ. I had a name change. I have a new birth. See, all these things tie together. And I just love it because God makes it easy for us. Why? Because we're his elect. We're the ones that love his appearing. Will he find faith back when he returns? Yes, he will. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Jay. It's great to be God's elect. To know that God has chosen you should take all the work off of it, all the load off. And when you think you don't have it, or you think you don't have enough or something, just think about what he's done for you, what he's done for the elect. He's never left us trying to figure this out. He always gives us, down through the ages, he gave them everything they needed. And he's done the same to us. And here we've made it all the way down to the end of this year. And he's given us just enough to make it through this year. You know, those children of Israel, when they were out there going to the promised land, and when they were out there complaining about not having nothing to eat, I mean, God had just saved them. He had just delivered them. He beat Pharaoh up so bad that by the time he got through, Pharaoh was begging him to leave. It's like, don't even wait till the sun goes down. Just go. And so God had already done all that. But on top of that, they griped and complained like sometimes we do. Why me, Lord? You know, I'm this and I'm that. I need this. And so God said, fine, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed you every day. You ain't going to have to worry about trying to figure out what you're going to have. Don't have to worry. And don't even keep it. Because tomorrow, I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to make sure you have water. I'm going to follow you through the wilderness in a form of a rock.
Every time they walked past a certain area, this rock was sitting there. And it's like, didn't we see that rock about 50 miles ago? They kept on walking and water come gushing out. And they walk a little bit farther. Next thing you know, they see that rock again. It was following them. He was a rock in the wilderness. He was a manna that came from heaven. He supplied everything they need. Their clothes. I mean, God's such a detailed God that their clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. How many of you have had a pair of gym shoes for 40 years? I had some shoes. Let me tell you this story, and I'll let you go. I had some shoes because I have a store in my closet because I'm a little squirrel. And when I get stuff, and rather than get rid of my old stuff, I'll shove the good new stuff aside until I need it. So when I need a white shirt, I don't go to the store. I go to my closet. Well, I had these shoes that had, I don't know how long they've been in there, for years. And I took them out. I said, well, I need some black shoes. I said, I know where they're at. I went in that closet, got my little brand new black shoes, put those things on, clicked my heel, and went to work. I sit at my desk, and I start seeing this little black stuff all over the floor. And I was looking around saying, what is that? And then I looked down at my shoes, and they were falling apart. They were brand new to me. But they may have been in that closet for 10 years. I don't know how long they were in there. But the shoes that they had on their feet never wore out. They wore them every day for 40 years until they died. They might not have made it quite 40 years because God wiped them all out because they didn't believe him. But their shoes never wore out. Their clothes never wore out. They never went hungry. They never went thirsty. But they complained the whole way, thinking that they were on their own. God has walked us through all of this. And he's provided everything for the elect. He gave in every age a spirit to make sure that the elect had the fortitude to do what they needed to do for that age. Whether it was an ox, whether it was the calf, whether it was the man, or whether it was the eagle. Out of all four of those, you know who's got the biggest, baddest one? The eagle. Eagle comes out eating meat. Flies higher, sees more. But the spirit of that age, God sent to the people, to the elect. Amen. So we sit here, it's no wonder we see what we see. It's no wonder we understand. We might be scared to lay down our life. We might be scared. We may not be as smart as those men. But you know what? I can see further than any age. Amen. I can fly higher. I can get in that depth of the revelation because that's the elect. God always gives the elect what they need for the hour that they're living in. So he loves his elect. He only loves his elect. And he takes care of us. And so if he's got us here at the end time, and said that we were going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of a dime. Do you realize that he's already given you everything you need to fulfill that? Amen. We don't have to go get nothing else. We don't need another prophet. We don't need another message. Everything came after the restoration of the word. Everything came in the package deal to get us a body change.
That's it.
That's our age. That's the spirit of our age. And just as much as they could, Brother Branham said, they would have laid their life down 100 times if they could because they had that spirit on them. And we've got the spirit on us that we're going to fly higher than any other age.
Amen.
We're going to see more. We do see more. We have more revelation than any other creature. And everything that we need, because we are God's elect, we're going to have. So we don't have to worry about how we're going to wrap this up. It's going to happen just like the rest of it did because of who we are. Because of the spirit that's on you. You have a spirit on you that'll call to the dead and get up out.
And he's going to make sure that that happens. So God bless you, Jay. You know, I was thinking about Jay. 2023 was a tough year. And I was sitting there watching Jay. And I was like, you know, God said he's going to have a preaching liver. I said, look at that boy go. That first liver wasn't a preaching liver. He got rejected. But God gave him a preaching liver. And then I thought about, I said, I remember when Jay's voice was so quiet that John was on one side of the bed and I was on the other side of the bed, and we had to literally put our face in his mouth to hear what he was saying. And I was watching him tonight, it's like, I can clearly hear that man. So we're going out of this year rejoicing in all that God's done this year. And if you feel like you haven't been blessed this year, then you've missed God. Because he's supplied you with just enough to get through 2023. And so we're going to have services Sunday morning, and we're going to then go into New Year services Sunday night. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see what God's got in store. Come on, musicians. Brother Allen, good to have you here. It's good to have you. Oh, I see your brother back there. God bless you. Good to see y'all here with us. And I don't know what y'all doing for New Year's. I don't know if y'all haven't served, but you're welcome. We'll be here. Services, dinner at 6, services at 8, at maybe. They never wait till. I try my best to get them to wait till 8 o'clock, and I'll be back there talking to people, and they'll just start singing, and they'll, come on, let's go. David.
Yes, sir. I just give my time in. Thank God for another opportunity to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't here Sunday, but
I missed it.
I'm sorry, but I'm here now.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I just thank God because this revelation, it means so much. It means everything to me. And
amen.
I thank God for all you guys because y'all touched me so much over the years. And I thank God for everything.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. And amen. I'm looking forward to next year.
If yes, here, sir. Amen. Amen. A new year.
I'd like to double down on my testimony. This year, God has done exactly what he said he would do. I'm waiting on a manifestation of healing. I already have it. And, you know, it's funny. You get up here and you can't think of nothing. But everything, I'm standing here before you because God did this. I'm here because God did this. I didn't call myself. God did that. I didn't keep myself here. God did that. Now, I had something to do with it. When he said step, I stepped forward. He has done it all. I've seen him answer prayers. I asked for him to give David another job. God did that. We prayed for Brother Jay. There's a testimony standing there walking before you. He has done everything. Well, just like David said, he delivered me from the lion. He delivered me from the bear. He brought me this far. He didn't bring me this far to not take me all the way. My testimony is I believe God. And when he comes, he will find faith on the earth. Long as I'm here, he will. Mm-hmm. That's my testimony.
Remember, faith is revelation. And the revelation is on the earth. When I come back, will I find revelation on the earth? Oh, yes. Amen. I keep falling in love with him every service, over and over and over again. Don't forget to come back expecting Sunday morning. Pray for the New Year's service. Come prepared for communion and foot washing on Sunday night. So we're going to have communion at this New Year's service. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over. For he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I keep falling in love over and over and over and over again. Oh, I keep falling in love over and over and over.
and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between the Lord and I. I keep falling.